This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is pretty much 5:36 in the evening. You're listening to Lynn and Chuck. And now we're joined by Sean Tanis of the News Desk for our market wrap. And a UNICEF report has revealed that Asian children are becoming unhealthy due to aggressive promotion and marketing by instant noodles producers.
Exactly. And to no one's surprise, Malaysia is one of the main countries identified by the report to have this problem.
Sure.
So the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia have an average of 40% of children aged 5 and below who are malnourished. And this is in fact higher than the global average, which is 1 in 3 children. So the report says these countries are seeing a boom in their economies as well as rising standards of living at the same time. So they believe this leads to many working parents not having the time, money or awareness. So they look for quick fixes when it comes to food. You know, with that, we look at instant noodles as a solution. So that's like, they're the like usual suspects. So they are the main item causing the cheap modern food problem right now.
Wow, that's a lot to blame on instant noodles based on the report.
So instant blame.
Yeah, instant blame. Maybe if you don't add the flavoring, then you'll be okay.
Without that.
Yeah. So based on the report, health experts say that parents in these countries are more concerned about their children not going hungry, and they don't really think too much about the nutritional needs. So it's kind of like just filling their tummies without thinking about what's going on inside. And just the perspective on the scale of the problem we're talking about, this covers 2.6 million children in Malaysia, while Indonesia has over 24 million children.
Correct. In fact, this aggressive marketing and branding of modern food, like instant noodles we were talking about just now, has some growing fandom in recent years. Like, they are constantly innovating themselves. Like, you know, there's this spicy Korean noodle challenge thing going around.
Oh,
and
no.
There's this another trend of ASMR videos where millions of people watch other people eating instant noodles, and they find this to be extremely therapeutic and appetizing as well. So on top of that, there's massive distribution for this product. Instant noodles are available everywhere, even in the most remote and rural places. So in terms of survival and you know, innovation, I think this is a product that has gotten everything right. Perhaps if they can make these products more healthy or organic and eliminate all the harm attached with them, I guess we are looking at an industry that's really robust. And otherwise, I think you have to put all those graphic images on instant noodle packets, like cigarette packets, in the future.
Can I just say, I know that you just delivered a lot of knowledge to us, but what I'm most bothered by is the idea of ASMR videos of people eating instant noodles, because I get ASMR.
Large bowl.
Sure, I get ASMR. I get the appeal. I do not get the appeal of mouth sounds.
Lynn, don't tell me you don't get the appeal of someone slurping up like... You know that sound.
Guys, WhatsApp us. 018-789-8899.
Name that tune.
Tweet
instant noodles.
Tweet us at BFM Radio if you have just enjoyed this free ASMR like moment that we've brought to you. Okay, so moving on to Bursa Malaysia, there's some news on Yinsen Holdings Berhad regarding contracts in Brazil. What's the development there?
So they received two letters of intent from Petrobras worth $5.4 billion to provide a vessel and also operations and maintenance for 25 years. So the project called FPSO Malim 2 will be Yinson's first vessel to operate in Brazil waters, and is one of several bids in the region that the group has entered into. So it will also be Yinson's largest project so far. So today at close, Yinson was up 15 cent at 6.99 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.